Blog Talk Radio.
Look around and see just how good God's been to me. Can't mama complain? Help me through the storm and rain. Thank you. If I had 10,000 songs, it still would.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Mount Carmel International Church this morning. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Amen. Thank you for coming on this morning, and thank you for allowing me to come into your homes this morning. Amen. We give God the glory this morning because it is our Sunday morning service. Amen. And we thank God for his grace. We thank God for his mercy. Like the song says, morning by morning, brand new mercies I see. Amen. So we can't give God, hallelujah, the praises, more praises. Come on, somebody say more praises. Amen. We can't give him enough. Amen. Praise God, because he has been so good to us. Amen. Praise God. So with that being said, I thank God for you, you, and you. Amen. Allow me, amen, to just say a prayer before I get started this morning. Amen. Because it's just been such an awesome morning, a refreshing morning. And I pray that you, amen, when you woke up this morning, amen, and you seen the blue skies or whatever the sky looked like this morning, but you woke up, you opened your eyes, and you have the breath of life. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, oh God. We thank you, high, yes, Holy Spirit, for what you're getting ready to do, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I pray right now, yes, Holy Ghost, as you open up the airwaves this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we bind up every spirit, God, that's not like you. We ask, Father God, that you have your way, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for each and every one, God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will bless them, God, that you, God, will, yes, Holy Ghost, will open up the hearts of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, to receive thy word on this morning, Lord God, because we know that you are the author, you are the finisher of our faith on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I pray, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, God, that you endow us, God, today, Father God, to do greater works, oh God, for thy kingdom, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you. We praise you, God. Now, as I move out the way, God, let the Holy Spirit have his way, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for wisdom. I pray for your knowledge. I pray for God, for a deeper understanding of you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, as I rightly divide your word, Father God, if you have given me to study, Lord God, I pray, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, first of all, it will go to me first and to you, Father God, and thy people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, as I lift my hands before you, God, this morning, Lord, I ask that you have your way, move by your mighty power. These things I pray in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Yes, Holy Spirit. Today, amen, I want to come from Zechariah this morning. Amen. The fourth chapter. Amen. Yes, Holy Spirit. And on this week, amen, I kept hearing this song, y'all. Amen. And you know, God deals with me in a strange kind of way. And many people sometimes don't understand, praise God, hallelujah. And I guess some of y'all preachers, amen, praise God, the things that God has been doing in this season, amen, he has taken us, amen, glory to his name, from one dimension to another dimension. So this morning, amen, praise God, in the world, I love oldies. I mean, I would get on Sunday nights, I would play my oldies, praise God, hallelujah. And you know, God would give them to me in my sleep, even when I got saved, amen, praise God. But on yesterday, I kept hearing this song, "Hey You, Get Off My Mountain." Amen, praise God. Now, as my husband, you know, what is the song I'm hearing in my spirit? Because it's speaking loudly. "Hey You, Get Off My Mountain." Amen, praise God. So he put the song on so I can listen to it. But I thank God, yes, Holy Spirit, for how he's speaking to his people in the season. Amen. And how many know, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, that there is some things in our lives that, praise God, that God wants to do, but he's asking us, praise God, to welcome him into what we're doing, praise God. We can't leave the Lord Jesus Christ out of what we're doing, amen. And we know that faith removes mountains, amen, praise God, and makes them plain. They bring them down to their level, amen. And let me just say this. If you are facing something hard, big or scary, and if you're weary, oh, come on, somebody, of your daily grind, come on, then Zechariah has something you need to hear. Hallelujah, glory to God, because I needed to hear it. You need to hear it, praise God, hallelujah. So my scripture today, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, Zechariah 4, verses 6 to 10, praise God. This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, saying, come on, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Then he asked, he said, what are you, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? You will become a plain. Come on. And he will bring forth the top stone with shouts of grace to it. So I want to go. Amen, praise God. It says, moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, the hands of Zerubbabel has laid the foundation of this temple. His hands shall also finish it. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. Come on. For who has despised, oh God, I give you glory, the day of small things? For these seven rejoice to see the plumb line in the hands of Zerubbabel. They are the eyes of the Lord, which scans to and fro throughout the whole earth. Here we find that many people believe that to survive in this world, a person, first of all, must be tough, strong, unbending. Come on, somebody. Harsh. But God says, not by might, come on, not by power, but by my spirit. The key words here is by my spirit. It's only through the grace of God. Okay, the Old Testament passage records the prophecy Zechariah was to give to Zerubbabel concerning the completion of the temple. The Jews had returned to Judah after the Babylon exile, and their temple needed to be rebuilt. Come on, somebody. There are things in our lives that needs to be rebuilt. Come on, somebody. God is saying to us that there's a time now that God is restoring some things. Hey, come on, Holy Ghost. It is time to start rebuilding our lives. Sometimes we see the challenges set before us, but it's time to pick up the pieces of our lives and allow God, come on, God, I'm saying God, to help us along the way. God says that we're in a time where he is reviving us. Revival is coming to our house. Revival is coming to our church. Revival is coming to our children. Come on, somebody. Revival is coming to our finances. Revival is coming to our ministries. Come on, Holy Ghost. Renewal, renew, replenishing us. The construction site had made dormant for 16 years. The rebuilding was at a standstill And the longer it loomed, the harder it probably seemed. It's like a mountain. The mountain loomed and to appear as large and often frightening, unclear shape. You know, sometimes, praise God, when you see somebody getting ready to build something, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, and you see an empty lot and you see the bulldozers and you see the dirt, praise God, but if the land is being halted, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, it seems like the dirt is getting higher and higher and higher. Yes, go to Moshanda. Even to the point where grass began to grow out of the mountain. And I hear you, God. Yes, Holy Ghost. So here God is saying, praise God, that heat might look big before you, praise God, but God is able to bring it down plain, praise God. It's a time now for rebuilding. Rebuild, people of God, saith the Lord thy God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Hey, my shot. So the Lord told Zechariah to tell Zerubbabel that the mountain of the rebuilding will be pulled off, not by man's might. Come on, somebody, because a lot of time, praise God, we don't give God the glory. Amen. Because it's by his might that our church will grow. It's by his might that the finances will come back. It's by his might that those doors will begin to open. It's by his might. Come on, God, I give you glory. But by God's spirit in them, God looked at the project and said, what are you? Come on, Holy Ghost. Oh, great mountain. Before Zerubbabel, you will become plain. And the same thing God is speaking to us today, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. What is this mountain that stands before you that hinders you? You started off strong, but what hindered you? Come on, Holy Ghost. Why are you stopping the work? Why are you stopping what you're doing? Why are you stopping? Why are you holding? Why are you allowing this mountain to intimidate you? Come on, Holy Ghost. Before Zerubbabel, God said, it's coming down. Somebody said, this mountain is coming down. That's why God said, hey, you. What is this mountain? What is this mountain that's standing before my people? Praise God. You are coming down today. Somebody say, it's coming down today. Praise God. Hey, you, get off my mountain. We got to speak to those things. We got to use our faith. Amen. Praise God. It's not by our might. It's not, come on, somebody, but it's by the Spirit of the living God. The love that God understood how the people felt overwhelmed. They felt overwhelmed. Are you feeling overwhelmed today? Praise God. Knowing not way. Oh, Chateau, Adabashia. No, oh, glory to God. Don't know which way to turn, which way to go. Praise God. It feels like a stumbling block before you. Praise God. It feels like a mountain that you got to climb. You keep trying to climb. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And you feel like, praise God, the higher you go into this mountain, the further it seems up ahead of you. Praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. But God says the mountain is coming down before you. My God, I give you glory. He called the project a mountain. But he doesn't leave the overwhelming project a mountain. He turns the mountain into plain. Do you have a mountain? Do you ever ask, what are you? Come on, Holy Ghost. Oh, great mountain. I want you to think about your mountain today, praise God. There's a lot of times in our lives that we got to ask God, amen, praise God, what is this mountain, God? Why can't I get a little further, God? Why is this backward spirit coming into my life? Why can't I go further? Every time, every season, I go forward, it seems like I go three steps backward. But today, I speak into your spirit. You're going to speak to that mountain by faith. You're going to walk in the things of God. You're going to do what God is saying to do. You're going to move in the spirit of God, because yes, God said, and Amosia, there is a movement, praise God, that's taking place right now, and you got to get into the movement of God, praise God, because God said, I'm sending revival into my people. I'm sending revival into their finances. I'm sending revival into their finances. Come on, somebody, I keep hearing that, brother Amosia. Do you have the mountain? You got to ask God sometimes, Lord, why does it seem like every season, everything is going backwards. This backward spirit that's taunting me all my life, praise God, that's Holy Spirit. In other words, what is your mountain? What is that thing that seemed big, looming, hard to overcome? Difficult to see past or seemingly impossible to climb? Is it a physical situation like sickness? Come on, somebody. Perhaps it's a mountain is unseen, but just as real like depression or oppression. Your mountain may be your teenager who is breaking your heart, or an aging parent who feels powerless to help. Your mountain may be a hard marriage. Come on, Holy Ghost. Childlessness, job loss. And listen to this, y'all. Overeating. Or an unwanted divorce. Come on, somebody. Maybe it's your finances, uncertainty, some kind of addiction. People have been running from their mountains, but God, come on, Holy Ghost, wants us to face them in this season. God says no more running from that mountain, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Sometimes that mountain, God, feel intimidated, praise God. It feels like, praise God, God, I will not be able to conquer that mountain. God, I don't have enough faith, but God says, in this time, if you don't have faith, he said, ask me, and I'll give you that faith, praise God. But it's going to take you, amen, praise God, to take a faith walk with the Lord. Have you taken a faith walk with God yet, praise God? Have you given up in your faith walk, praise God? Then you got to repeat that faith walk, praise God. Have you given up in your ministry, praise God, and felt like you are less than, praise God, that you cannot accomplish, praise God? Then God wants to build you up the confidence and faith to match what he's doing in your life. Spirit of God, guidance, strength, and his help. There is a range of mountains we face in life, all different, but what they have in common is that they all are obstacles that seem hard to overcome. We feel fatigue and uncertainty as we try to climb them. Hey, Tatori Abashanta. Their piece of land is rugged and has dark places and danger spots that we just can't anticipate. But see, God says, when we feel tired, come on, Holy Ghost, I don't know, praise God, but sometimes even in this walk with God, the trials and tribulations, amen, praise God, you can be so tired in your spirit that you don't have enough to muster up to fight no more, praise God. But in that time, praise God, you got to understand that God says, come on, Holy Ghost, it's not by might nor by power, but it's by his spirit. So there we have to pull on the faith of God, the strength of God, because yes, sometimes this daily walk can weigh you down, praise God, because you don't know, praise God, what's before you, and sometimes, yes, it's hard to climb. It's hard to climb. Why, praise God? Because some things we don't even see, just like that virus, praise God. It's an unseen enemy that we cannot see. So even in our walk with God, it's an unseen enemy that we cannot see, but God says that I'm bringing down those mountains. But you got to trust him like you never trust him before, praise God. You got to move in him, praise God, like you never moved in him before, praise God. You got to pray like you never prayed before. You got to fast like you never fast before. Come on, Holy Ghost, break those things in your life, praise God. What is those mountains that hinders you to your mountain today? Now apply it. Question was Zechariah posed. He asks, what are you, O great mountain? Well, maybe it's only me, but God is speaking to that mountain. It's as if he just talking like I'm going to deal with this thing. It's like, talk, you know how we in the world, we talk a lot of trash, but we don't say nothing. See, but God says, I'm going to talk, but I'm going to do it. See, we can talk and we don't do it. Come on, Holy Ghost. I'm talking to myself and I'm talking to you because a lot of times, praise God, we say something, but we don't follow through. But see, when God speaks, he follows through on that, what he said he's going to do. Are we all are guilty of charge in that area, praise God, because integrity has been gone from the church for a while, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. When we say we're going to do something, that's what we do, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. God looks at that when we speak a thing and we don't do a thing, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We got to walk this thing out, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. But God is going to do that what he say he's going to do. Who do you think you are, you big, bad, puffy heap of dirt? You think you're somebody. And you know how we do. We think you somebody. Yeah, you think you somebody. But Jesus said, yes, I know I am somebody. Come on, Holy Ghost. I could just hear him throwing mountain. Yeah, right. An itty-bitty molehill. It's more like it. What are you, great mountain, that stands before my people? Who are you? You are coming down plain today, saith the Lord thy God. Here, hallelujah, have you ever talked to your mountain like that? Have you ever let your mountain know who's the boss? Have you ever stare down your mountain, come on somebody, and let it know it may be great, come on, but it's not greater than your God. If you haven't, then today is your day. Your mountain is about to be brought down to size. Here, Matthew Henry wrote about this way back in 1708, so pardon the D's and the thous, but it's just how he speaks. Who art thou, that lookest so big, that thus threatens the art thus feared before Zerubbabel, when he is God's agent? Thou shall become plain. All the difficulties shall vanish, and all the objections being got over. Every mountain and hill shall be brought low when the way of the Lord is to be prepared. Isaiah 40:4. Yes, faith removes mountains and makes them plain. Christ is our Zerubbabel. He faced mountains of difficulties, but he proved nothing is impossible for God. I want you to know today, praise God, that's Holy Spirit. There is nothing impossible for your God. There is nothing impossible. Sometimes God removes the mountains we face. But if he doesn't, come on, Holy Ghost, he will make your mountain as easy to cross as the plain. A smooth terrain. That is what God can do. So say to your mountain, what are you, oh great mountain? You ain't nothing compared to my great God. I want to talk to you today, praise God, because some of you, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, are believing God for many things, but you only go to a certain point, and then you stop because you feel that you're inadequate, praise God, that you feel, praise God, that you're yes, Holy Spirit, that you will not be able to accomplish what God has called you to accomplish, praise God, but it's not that you're going to do it. It is the Spirit of the living God. You got to put you out to equation and allow God to get into the equation. Amen. Praise God. You got to allow God to be the driver and not you. Praise God. You sit on the passenger side. Praise God. And allow God to do his thing. Praise God. Because yes, I hear the Spirit of the living God. He says, yes, I'm going to do it. Yes, I'm going to bring those things down plain. Yes, whatever that great mountain in your life, whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're tossing with, praise God, I'm going to bring it down for you, saith the Lord thy God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Here we find Zerubbabel, you shall become plain. You shall become plain, he said. The hands of Zerubbabel has laid the foundation of this temple. His hand shall also finish it. I want to talk to you today, praise God, because, yes, you have laid some foundations here in Oboshanda, but you didn't allow God, amen, to Jesus Christ to get into the foundation what you have laid. You did it on your own, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. So God saith today, oh, yes, God, today, praise God, I want you to know, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, that I allowed Zerubbabel to lay the foundation in the temple, but God says his hand shall also finish it, praise God. You got to invite God into what you're doing. What are your job that you're doing, praise God? You just go to work and you sit at a desk, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, but you never allow God to get into whatever you're doing. You can be more greater in that place, amen, praise God. You could be promoted in that place, praise God, if you allow God to get into the midst of it. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. Even your finances, as I hear the Lord says, praise God, when you give it back to me and you look at it and you see it a bit of little shata, you see a little bit, praise God. Have you allowed me to get into your finances, praise God? Have you given me back what belongs to me from the top and not from the bottom, praise God? I can make it more for you, saith the Lord thy God. You got to put me in everything that you're doing, praise God. What is that mountain that blocking you? What is those things that's stopping you? What is those things that's quickening you? What is that thing, praise God, that you're not moving in the season? He said, Zerubbabel, yes, you laid that foundation. And yes, your hands are going to finish it. I'm talking to somebody today. You started to work for God. You laid the foundation. And God said, your hands shall finish what you have started, praise God. He said, then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. For who has despised, come on, Holy Ghost, the day of small things? Who has despised those things? Amen. Praise God. We always got it saying, don't despise the day of small things, praise God. Those small things turn into big things. God got to see, can I trust you with a little, praise God? And then if I could trust you with a little, praise God, then I can bless you openly, praise God, with more than enough, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. I don't care, praise God. I told my husband, I don't care if I have to preach to one person, praise God. You can't despise the small things of God, because God is able to turn those things around for you, praise God. It doesn't matter, because that one person that you preach to, praise God, will might go, that one person, praise God, might save a nation, but because of you who did it, praise God, and God said that you shall finish it, praise God, that means that God has put grace upon it, that you can go further in the things of him, praise God. Don't despise where you're at. Don't despise the small things, because God is in what you're doing when you put him in the midst of it. For these seven to see the plumb line. See, the problem was they saw the glory of the house of Solomon and how Solomon built that beautiful tabernacle and the home, the temple, praise God. And when they seen what Solomon did, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, they wanted the same thing that Solomon built. God tore that thing down, praise God, and then told him, now I want you to rebuild again, praise God. But let me say this to you, Holy Ghost, I thank you, Lord Jesus. It doesn't care how small it is, praise God. Only if the presence of God is there, my God, I give you glory. If God's presence is not there, I don't want to be there. Come on, God, I give you glory. We got to understand that we need the presence of God in everything that we do, praise God. When the presence of God comes in, praise God, changes begin to make place, praise God. Things begin to happen. Things begin to shake, rattle, and roll in the places of God. Amen, praise God. The foundation is so sturdy that you can't go wrong, praise God. Though it be small, don't despise the small thing. Do what God has called you to do, praise God. Bring down those mountains that's stopping you, praise God. Bring down those mountains. Speak to those mountains. What is hindering you? He said you started off good, but what happened? What hindered you? God, my shekuya tada, my sia. What hindered us? What hindered us? Why we stop? The mountain is too big. God, I can't see past that mountain. This is an enemy that keep coming after me. But God says, just know that I'm in it. No matter what you're dealing with, I'm going to be in it. If you invite me in, I'm in for the long haul. Come on, Holy Ghost. Yes, God. I'm in it for the long haul. I hear the Holy Ghost, y'all. My God, I give you glory. Come on, let's bless the name of the Lord today. Come on, let's magnify him today. Come on, let's exalt his name together today, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, let's bless him. Come on, come on, come on, let's bless him. I'm going to go to a song. I'll be right back. Don't you go nowhere, praise God, because God want to finish talking to us. He wants to know, praise God, what is that mountain that you can't conquer? He want to bring it down plain today, praise God, and you're going to walk over it, praise God. By faith, we believe and trust in our God that he's going to do it just for us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He wants more of us. Amen. Yes, Holy Spirit. We bless and praise God for that awesome song this morning. More of you. Amen. Praise God. I mean, say more of you, Lord, and less of me. Come on, y'all. Come on with me this morning. Amen. Praise God. We know that, praise God, as they returned, amen, from the exile, they was weak, amen, harassed by their enemies, tired, discouraged, and poor. But actually, they had God on their side. Amen. As you live for God, come on, somebody, as you live for God, determine not to trust in your own strength and your abilities. Instead, depend on God and work in the power of His Spirit. Come on, Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Great things are done when men and mountain meat. Come on, somebody. You got this? Invite God in as you walk towards the mountain and meet it face to face. We will be, come on, with, He will be with you every step of the way. Praise God. God is a good God. Amen. He will bring that mountain plain by drawing near with His presence. Amen. The Bible says in Isaiah 40:4, every valley shall be lifted up. Come on. And every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall be made level, and the rough places made plain. The Bible says, come on, we got to go to the word of the Lord, y'all. 1 John 5:14, and this is the confidence that we have towards Him, that if we ask anything according to His, oh, come on, He will hear us. The Bible says, now to Him who is able, come on, I'm going to read it in a different way, to do far and more abundantly than all that we ask or think according to the power at work within us. Isaiah says, 45:2, I will go before you and level the exalted places. I will break in pieces the doors of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. Do we serve a mighty God, y'all? Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Spirit. He said even those rough places, amen, He will bring down those places. Even the bronze, He said, I will cut through the bars. Amen. Praise God. He's going to get His way in our lives. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. You got to understand, praise God, as I have already studied and He has already given it to me. Praise God, hallelujah. Everything has to bow to the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. And we know that all things work together for good to those who are called according to His purpose. That means that everything that we go through is going to work. Come on, somebody, hallelujah. God is going to do those things. The question, what mountains are we facing right now? Has one of your mountains ever become plain? Come on, somebody, glory to God. If God did it before, He'll do it again. Stay in faith. Your faith is going to move these mountains with the help of the Holy Spirit if you allow Jesus in today. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. As I kept hearing today, on yesterday and today, I kept hearing the words that God is speaking. He kept saying, and we already heard this, your pain is going to produce your purpose. Come on, somebody. Your pain, what you're going through, your mountains, is going to produce the come on, somebody, for God, amen, praise God, that He may get the glory. The glory shall be filled, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. The glory shall rain upon you, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Like He said, hey, you, get off my mountain. What is that mountain that God is trying to speak to you about today, praise God? Yes, Holy Spirit. Glory over your mountain. Everything has to bow. Come on, somebody. Everything got to bow to the name of Jesus. So God says, the eyes, even as Zechariah spoke, He said, the eyes, they are eyes of the Lord. which scans to and fro into the earth. He's scanning your life, praise God. He's scanning where you got to go. He said, my word will not turn back void. It shall accomplish that what it's sent out to do, praise God. He said, I watches over my word to perform that what I say. Amen, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. It's not what you see, people of God. Yes, Holy Spirit, that mountain before you might look a little rough, praise God, but with the help of Jesus, you can make it, praise God. There's no quitting in this season, praise God. That is not our portion, amen, praise God. Our portion is for success in this life, amen, praise God. Success in your ministry, success with your children, success, come on, somebody, yes, Holy Spirit, in your finances, come on, somebody, success in your marriage. Everything about you has to have success, saith the Lord thy God, because if you allowed him in, praise God, the Holy Spirit will take control of everything, praise God, not by what might, not by what power, but by what his Spirit, saith the Lord thy God. With that being said, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, I pray that you was blessed by the word of God today, praise God. Every mountain of Shatorapashia is coming down today. Speak to your mountain. Stop running. It's time to stop running. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Jonah ran, praise God, and got into the belly of the fish for 3 days. He prayed to get out, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. And whatever that thing is, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Throw it overboard today, praise God. What are you dealing with, praise God, that you cannot conquer in your life, praise God? This is no time to steal with the Lord. This is a season right now, 2021, that the breakthrough, praise God, as God said, praise God, I'm sending revival with my people. I'm going to revive them, praise God. Every valley is going to be brought low, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, what are you dealing with? Look through the eyes of faith, saith the Lord thy God. He asked Zerubbabel, praise God, I'm going to bring that thing down, praise God. I'm going to bring it down plain, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So, oh, great mountain, who are you? Hey, you, get off my mountain today, praise God. Speak it, and as you speak it, glory to God, God is going to help you along the way. Don't put your ministry down, praise God. Just because you got a little bit in your finances don't mean that God ain't going to bless you. He said, be faithful over the small things, and I'll make you ruler over many things. Come on, somebody, yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, don't despise the small things. People talk about the small things. Don't you get caught up in the people things, because when they're talking about it, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, that's when God comes to explode it. So I speak as a prophet of God today that you will succeed in the name of Jesus, that you will go forward in the name of Jesus, that you will prosper in the name of Jesus, that you will make it in the name of Jesus. Success will be your portion, saith the Lord thy God. Lord, I give you glory. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for the people of God today. I thank you for them. But listen, listen, listen. I'm going to give you some announcements, praise God, and I'm going to pray out. Yes, Holy Spirit, I pray that you was blessed and your soul has been revived today, praise God, because God says, I'm going to send a revival within your spirit. I'm going to cause you to rise up. I'm going to lead you. I'm going to strengthen you, and I'm going to help you, saith the Lord thy God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Okay. MCI Ministry Radio. Sunday morning, y'all. You're with me, Apostle Carolyn McNeil from Mount Carmel International Church. And y'all know, praise God, 9 a.m., I'm here. I'm ready as the Holy Spirit leads me. Amen. And Monday, this is May, y'all. This is May. This is a new month. Glory be his name. This is going to be a powerful month. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Monday, Pastor Matthew McNeil, your fix at 6 will be back, amen, at 6 p.m., praise God. Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil will be on tomorrow night, amen, at 6 p.m. Tuesday, praise God, Bishop Thurman Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministries, where he makes change. champions, y'all. Come on, Holy Ghost. And then we got a newcomer. Come on, glory to God, glory to God. We're excited for this month, y'all. Wednesday. Ladies, Thelma Moreau Butler, weekly word workout. Let me say it again, y'all, because I want to get this messed up. Weekly word workout with Lady T of Undisputed Truth Ministry at 6 p.m. I'm looking forward to the word of God from the woman of God, the men of God, amen. And don't forget, praise God, we don't have Thursday yet, but God is working on that. Friday, Pastor Matthew McNeil, Fresh Fire Friday. And listen, if you have been on with him on this week, praise God, he took us into worship, praise, word of inspiration. It was an awesome service, praise God. So every day at 6 p.m., MCI Ministry Radio will be on the air except for Thursday. Amen. Praise God. So get ready, people of God. God is getting ready to do great and mighty things. This month is our anniversary, May the 26th. Amen. 9 years being married. Come on, y'all. Y'all going to celebrate with us? Hallelujah. My husband says it's been longer than that, but 9 years, okay? Amen. Praise God. And on the same day is his birthday, y'all. I was his present, y'all, for his birthday. He's laughing. I was his present for his birthday. Amen. He wanted to marry me, y'all. For that. He's going to straighten me out. Praise God. Hallelujah. But, yes, it'll be his birthday on May 26th and our anniversary. So we thank and praise God. Amen. For the month of May, the breakout month. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Extraordinary month. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. With God is going to show us his glory. People of God, get ready. I'm telling you, get ready, amen, for what God is getting ready to do. Lady T, come on, Holy Ghost. Come on. Bishop Thurman Butler, come on. Come on, man of God. Glory to God. Glory. Pastor Matthew McNeil, come on. Hallelujah. We're going somewhere. And people of God that's listening, praise God. I thank God for you, and you, because God has connected us all together that we are going to have a breakout month. Amen. I hear God, y'all. Y'all better receive the word. I hear breakout month. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is going to do great things. So get ready. Get ready. Get ready. We do have an email, praise God. It's mci2621@yahoo.com. Come on. If you need anything, amen, I can pray with you. Don't never think that no one's not here for you. I'm here for you. I will pray with you. And you can reach me, 302-883-9799. I can pray with you. Amen. And if you want to be a blessing to our ministry, we have a Cash App. You can call me, 302-883-9799, to be a blessing to God's kingdom. May you be blessed. May you be blessed. May you be blessed. Let me pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me pray out. Just want to say this. Blessed be the name of the Lord, for the privilege to see another day. Come on. I pray this wonderful day shall bring you all round joy with no measures. Thank you, Lord, for opening all the windows of blessings shut against us. Anyone who didn't allow us, or ignorantly did not allow us to go through these doors, we thank you for opening them. I declare divine safety upon you and your household this day. Just like Exodus 16:4, may the Lord of hosts rain bread from heaven for you, divine supply. All things shall continually be your portion from today, your business, your career, your relationship, your ministry. Glory to his name. shall begin to yield good and great fruit for God. And his special grace shall be upon us. His supernatural supply shall be upon us in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you right now. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, God. We ask, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as you have spoken on today, Father, about our mountains, Lord. Help us not to be intimidated by those mountains, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, give us the strength that we need to keep moving forward in the things of you, God. And we thank you, Father God, for what you're getting ready to do. We thank you for the doors that you have closed. We thank you for the doors that you're opening. We thank you, Lord God, yes, Holy Spirit, that you're watching over your word to perform that which you have already spoken over us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for the increase in our spirit, God. Oh, Rabashata, open up our spirit, man, God, that we can hear you more plain and more clear, little God. Shut our ears, God, to the enemy's voice, Father God, when it speaks, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Anoint us again afresh, God. I ask that you, God, move in the four corners of this world, God, for thy people, Father God, everyone that's represented under the sound of my voice, God. Oh, God, bring peace to their homes, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Bring peace to their minds, oh, God. And send the increase, Father God, that we would never want for anything, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because you said that you will supply all our needs according to your riches and glory, Father. So we thank you right now, God, for producing for us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. Yes, Holy Spirit, teach us more about the revelation of you, Father God. And let us never forget, Father God, who's in charge, Father. And we say thank you, Lord God. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen, amen, and amen. A praise break as I go off. God bless you all.
God's going to use your testimony. Well, I need somebody in here with a nasty testimony. So open up your mouth, say, I wasn't in church all my life. I did some stuff. I should have been in jail. I should have been dead. But he was lifted high. And on a tree. Praise him like God's about to bless you.